Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. It's time for the Graham Capital Market Update, a daily look at Wall Street, brought to you by Graham Capital, an estate planning and investment management firm right here in Florida. How hard is your money working for you? Let's find out with your hosts, David Graham and Stosh Graham.
This is Dave Graham, the retirement guy, and you're listening to Graham Capital's Market Update right here on 1250 WHNZ. Every night of the week at 6 o'clock. The show is brought to you by Graham Capital Advisors. We're the people that you come to when you're getting ready for retirement and you want to do it correctly, you want to do it properly. Let us show you how easy it is. Let me ask you something. If you're like 9 out of 10 clients that I meet every week, or like virtually every American that's within 5 years of retirement, you really don't have a financial game plan. So am I describing you? You're basically operating in the dark and you don't know what you can and you can't do in retirement, right? Well, the rare reason why you don't have a financial game plan is because you don't know what to do. You're scared, so you don't do anything. True? Now, you don't know how you're going to generate income when those paychecks stop coming in every 2 weeks. And you worry. You worry because you really don't know if you're going to have enough money to last for the rest of your life. So all of this weighs on your shoulders like a ton of bricks. But the one thing you do know is that you can't afford to risk losing one thin dime of your retirement savings. It's taking you a lifetime to earn it. So one thing's for sure, if you continue to do the same thing you're doing now, which is nothing, the result will be the same. So take the first step. You know, make 2024 the year you get your financial act together. You know, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. And let's see if there's a fit. Let's see if we can help you. And I think we can. We cover it all, legal, planning, and investing. And we specialize in safety, security, and asset preservation. But at the same time, you know, making money work for you to provide income in retirement. And we're not searching for a 30% return. But you might be surprised at some of the new investment vehicles that are out there today that you can do that were never around when your parents and grandparents retired. So if you want to learn more, schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with us. Just go to our website. It's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. And with that, there is so much going on now. Wrap up this month. It's hard to believe that baseball season is starting already. But think of this. When you're finally approaching retirement, you know, there's certain rules you have to follow. And a very important rule concerns your IRA or 401k. You know, it has to be guaranteed 100%. You can't lose it under any circumstances because you're soon not to be working and you can't go back and remake what you might lose. And I got bad news for you. Walmart is not hiring any more new greeters. So what are you going to do? Think about this. You know, numerous studies have shown if we had not experienced in the last 20 years all these corrections, 2002, 2008, good gosh, no, 2017, look, you would have more than double what you have right now. And there are many, many investments now that will guarantee your principal and still give you a good long-term average of 7 or 8% for income. And it's the guaranteed income that you need in retirement. So if you're interested, let us show you how easy it is. Go to our website, schedule an appointment. It's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. You know, when we start talking to people about getting ready for retirement, you know, sometimes you feel overwhelmed with life, you know, the life that you kind of create for yourself. But think of it this way. You might have heard these cliches in the past that 100 years from now, it's not going to matter what you had in your bank account, or the sort of car that you drove in, the house that you lived in. But the world could be a really different place, a good place for the life of your kids and maybe your grandkids, or someone that needed you, even if they didn't even know it at the time. So as you approach retirement and you wonder wonder what you're going to be doing with all this newfound free time, you know, just stop for a moment and listen to the people around you. You will quickly see that you're going to have your hands full, because there's nothing better in life than helping someone, especially helping one starting to get started with their life. So with us, with Graham Capital Advisors, we do what we do for a reason, because we love it. We want to help you. We want to help you be correct and do the right things when it comes to your retirements. Go to our website. It's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. And online, we have Stash Graham, the Chief Investment Officer, Managing Director of Graham Capital Wealth Management in Washington, D.C. That's GrahamCapitalWealth.com. And Stash, good morning to you.
Good morning, David.
Let me ask you something. You know, the market's been on quite a run now for the last several months. So I guess the $24 question is, can this market continue to run like this?
Look, I think, you know, when you look at a variety of momentum indicators, the answer is for a quarter or two, yes, probably even closer to 2 to 3 quarters. And of course, that lines up with a pretty material event that could impact markets positively or negatively at the end of this year in 2024. But from a variety of metrics, look, yes, it can continue. Momentum is extremely strong in terms of short-term momentum in markets. And so right now, momentum is very strong. And again, that is a very strong tailwind for financial asset prices.
Well, you know, we just finished this quarter now, Stash, and you know, stocks are kind of ending up with a sense of caution. And, you know, the rally, I guess, for the quarter that added like $3-4 trillion to U.S. stock values in just 3 months. And in the meantime, the Fed is trying to struggle to get traction going again. And so, you know, at least for the next couple of months to get better inflation data, I guess. So, you know, even though there's no really solid economic readings to speak of, I think Jerome Powell is coming on. Is it this week or next week? So, you know, how do you take where we're going? Do you think it's going to slow up sooner than later with Powell saying something at the Fed?
No, not necessarily. I mean, look, you know, there's so much focus on the Fed funds rate. And yes, the Fed funds rate is 5%. And yes, you've had the market reprice the odds of rate cuts going from 6 to 3. And right now, really, the battle is, are you going to get 2 or 3 rate cuts? But most importantly, financial conditions have been loosening since the late fall. And I think if you talk about variables that can push the market higher, financial conditions is one of them, and it's very, very strong. And again, that helps build momentum in markets, in this whole equation of what does the short-term look like, short-term future look like for markets. And that's pivoted. Financial conditions is very loose right now. You look back the last 30 to 40 years, financial conditions is historically very high. And the last time that we've seen this period of financial conditions as loose as it's been, the summer of 2021. And before that, it was a few years. But again, financial conditions ebb and flow with a wide variety of variables. The Federal Reserve is certainly one of those important variables, but there are other ones at play too. But financial conditions are just very, very loose right now. And that helps give the market momentum.
Right, right. Well, you know, the economic data, I mean, the government's two main measures of activity, gross domestic product, consumer spending, you know, they really, really posted strong advances at the end of last year. And, you know, obviously, because of that, then consumer sentiment rose markedly, you know, towards the end of March. And then it's, you know, supported by the strong stock market gains, I guess. I guess the whole issue is to see where is it going to go this month. You know, for those that are still kind of holding onto the idea that this recession that we're supposed to have in 2023 is right around the corner, well, they missed maybe a year and a half in the stock market because of it. And you know, people now are just wondering, well, you know, the old cliche, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. How do you interpret that? You know, what would you do? What would you be doing right now if you were getting close to retirement?
Well, so, you know, as you mentioned about, you made a reference to market sentiment. And I think that's important because right now, market sentiment is extremely positive. And we've quoted four of the major investor sentiment indexes before on the show, but just to recap, you have the AAII, which is one of the tried and true retail investor surveys. Again, it's established. People know it.
Right.
You have Citi. Citi Bank has, or Citigroup has their own panic euphoria market sentiment index. You have the CNN fear and greed sentiment index. And then you have the investors intelligence, which is, I would say, of all the four, that's probably the least quoted, but it's probably amongst institutional investors, the one that's looked at the most serious. All four are either euphoric or extremely bullish on markets. And so again, to your question, you referenced sentiment. Sentiment is extremely high. And from historical norms across all four of the major market sentiment indicators. So intuitively, and we just talked about momentum before a couple minutes ago, you know, momentum's strong, sentiment is strong. So for the short run, the markets have a green light to move higher. Now, it could vary. Certainly, corporate earnings in a couple months, that'll be our next wave of corporate earnings, you know, will largely dictate how strong this rally will be over the short-term period. I think that's the point to emphasize. Momentum is generally good for 3 to 6 months, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. Financial conditions certainly help that. Again, for 5 to 7 months. So that's really the time period you're looking at for markets. After that, you know, 6, 7, 8 month period, all bets are off because you could have a new host of developments that happen between now and then that impact the future movements of the market. And again, so I would say from a market momentum perspective, focusing on 5, 6, 7 months, it looks pretty darn bullish right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, this bull, it's a relentless, you know, the S&P is up, almost 10% this year. It's, you know, putting the index on pace for two straight quarters of double-digit gains. U.S. benchmark measure was only seen at double digits for two quarters in a row, I think in 5 or 6 instances since 1950. And then I have an old friend of mine call me up and says that his indexes, his equities are underperforming and everything else is going up. So what would you tell someone like that?
Well, look, I mean, there is a difference between the have and have nots in the stock market. Now, very recently, I mean, a month or two, markets have, indexes or sectors just very broadly have started to rise in concert. But through this 5 or 6 month period where the market has run up, it was largely dominated by tech. And that's not surprising to any listener, any even casual observer of markets. They know technology, the technology sector, the AI, artificial intelligence has been the major catalyst. But again, right, these last 2 months or so, 2-3 months, it's been broader. And that broadness has been growing. Actually, if anything, you've seen a lot of these sectors that have been left behind outperform a lot of these tech companies, say, over the last month. So again, that's an evolving situation, but it is something I think you have to keep an eye on when you're investing, because yes, broadly the markets can move higher over the next 5 or 6 months, but certain sectors are going to perform better than others.
Sure. Well, I guess the question is, who do you believe? You know, are there important variables that are explaining this market rally and why it happened? But I guess who should you really go to?
Right. No. So look, I mean, you know, we kind of outlined it the last few minutes, you know, in regards to market variables and thus why momentum is very favorable for markets in the short run. Again, it's a combination, and some of this feeds on itself. It's a combination of loose financial conditions and market sentiment being very strong. That gives you the green light for momentum. Now, do we think financial conditions are going to change anytime soon? And I think that's the bigger and broader question. And historically, when you absorb the history of financial conditions, the answer is no. You're not going to see an abrupt change in financial conditions, considering what we've seen, the amount of looseness that we've seen compared to, say, maybe a tighter period 6 months ago. The Federal Reserve just doesn't simply operate like that. And when you talk about an election year, there are people with the theory that the Federal Reserve will not make any abrupt changes to monetary policy to disrupt the possibility of a financial or to disrupt a presidential election. I mean, campaign season's about to hit full blown. It's going to be everyone's faces in about 60 days. So again, it is a very tricky situation. But financial conditions right now are a tailwind. It's a significant tailwind, and it's a tailwind that's not going to go away in the next 5 or 6 months.
Well, like you said, it's a political year, and be curious to see just what the administration does to keep it, well, everything going positive. I noticed where commodities, West Texas crude rose 2.1%, $83 a barrel. Spot gold rose 1.3% to $2,222. Are you still recommending a hold for gold?
It depends. Right. It depends on what a person's investment objectives are and risk tolerance is. For disclosure, we get our gold position through ticker symbol IAU. That is an ETF that holds physical gold, and it's individually one of our larger positions at the firm. The thesis behind owning gold for us was that we were anticipating a monetary policy pivot towards being a more dovish monetary policy. Now, while we have not, and this is important, while we have not seen the actual monetary policy pivot happen with a Fed funds rate cut, we haven't seen that yet. Right now, the debate is, are we going to get it in June or July? We haven't gotten that yet, but financial conditions have loosened. And there are multiple reasons as to why that are either directly or indirectly tied to the Federal Reserve, but they're tied to the Federal Reserve. And so, again, I think that's important. And for us, and through our research and just watching the history of gold and developed economies and its relationship to monetary policy movements, we believe the best time to hold gold is right before you believe the rate, 30 to 60 days before you get the last rate cut. You hold it all through that transition period from the last rate cut, or excuse me, last rate hike to the first rate cut. And generally speaking, you get the best return when you sell, say, 30 to 60 days after the first rate cut. So again, it's that transition from assuming we're going to get the last rate hike, we're going to buy, hold it through that transition to the rate cut, and sell just after the first rate cut, first or second rate cut. Because that rate cut process is going to be 3, 4, 5 rate cuts, depending on the severity of an economic pullback. If it's a soft landing, historically, you see a Federal Reserve give, say, maybe 75 basis points worth of rate cuts. If it's a harder landing in a truer full-blown recession, you're probably going to get closer to 150 basis points in rate cuts. And look, the Federal Reserve right now is projecting 150 basis points worth of rate cuts over the next 2 years. Maybe the Federal Reserve is indirectly telling you something, or they're just preparing for the worst.
Sure. Well, the bears, they've capitulated. They believe their belief in a hard landing in the U.S. is obviously over, and they think now it's going to be a soft landing. But markets now are positioned for really no landing at all. And I think that's the issue. How do you deal with this when it comes to investing? The stock market bears, they've basically just kind of given up now, and that shouldn't be a surprise after the S&P, has yet to have any kind of another all-time high, and much less any kind of a pullback. So I guess, what would you be looking for as a canary in the coal mine, in your mind, to say that, yes, you do have a change of venue, and we are definitely going to be having a slowdown or the beginning of a recession or whatever. What would you actually be looking for? What signs?
Well, so leading economic indicators for a labor market continue to be weak, but we haven't seen a full-blown deterioration in the underlying labor market. We're kind of in this wait-and-hold period where you do have a traditional case of labor hoarding, where you have businesses that were so scarred from 4 years ago from the pandemic that they don't want to let employees go, even though they might not have work for them. And that's evidenced by the fact that the average hours worked has consistently fallen over the last 12 months. You've seen more people involuntarily demoted. And what I mean by that is people who want full-time work, but they get demoted to part-time work because an employer just says, I just don't have enough. I don't want to pay you. I don't want to pay you your full benefits. So I'm going to demote you to part-time work because we just simply don't have the need for it. And then temporary hiring. Temporary hiring has been weak for the last 12 months. And, you know, if you think business is strong and you need to hire more people, traditionally a lot of businesses hire temporary workers. And they hire temporary workers with the anticipation that they will hire those temp workers full-time. Right. And you're not seeing it. You're actually seeing temp workers get – you're seeing contraction. You're seeing them get laid off. But it's been a much slower process. And, you know, I know – you know, 10 minutes ago, we're just talking about momentum and the market moving higher 5, 6, 7 months. And, you know, there's a runway. I do think, you know, I'm not going to try to thread a needle here, but it would not be shocking to me if you see the market continue to melt up, and that melting up of the market depends on earnings. And are we actually going to get progress on earnings? But then we talk 12 months from now and the market's lower and the market's under pressure. I could certainly see a situation like that, but you still have larger issues that have not really come full circle yet. We still have a default cycle that is elevated and growing. Over the last 30 days, you've seen it take a breather, but that's more seasonal in nature. A lot of people get government refund checks and they pay down some of their debt. But if you talk to and read the observers or the economists that follow debt repayment and whether you're on time or not, the amount of people and getting their tax refunds to pay down their credit card bill or pay down their debts, that is much lighter than historically the norm. And so when we start to resume those delinquency rates through the summer, we're going to be, unfortunately, going at a higher rate. People's refund checks, and some of this is due to the temporary COVID credits, they're just not as big as what they were 3 years ago.
Right.
Again, a lot of that had to do with credits that just wore off.
Well, look, right now, economists, they're confronting this yield curve. So when they do surveys of economists, they say that, you know, recession chances are tumbling, and yet you still have a yield curve that said it's likely. So how can you explain that?
I mean, look, I think some of this is the Federal Reserve has manipulated the market with treasuries because, you know, of quantitative easing. They're just an outsized owner in of a lot of treasuries, especially TIPS, which are your inflation protection, treasuries. So, you know, but what I think, again, the important issue here is, you know, we're talking about markets over a short-term period. But again, there's still systemically and structurally these larger issues that have to happen. And, you know, we're talking about delinquencies for households. You still have a lot of debt that needs to get refinanced. And credit markets right now are open, but companies are having to pay 2 to 3 times more in coupon rates. I can't tell you how many coupon rate bonds that are coupon rates with, say, 2.5% to 3.5% coupon rate bonds that are getting refinanced right now because their maturity dates are coming up over the next 12 months. And those bonds now are yielding 5.5% to 6.5%, so 2 to 3 times more than what the company was borrowing. That's directly going to eat into their profit margin because the interest expense has increased. It's slight in the grand scheme of things if the corporate debt is low in relation to the overall capital structure of a company, but you know it is going to be a real expense and it's going to eat away a profit margin.
Sure. Well, do you see financial conditions weakening anytime in the near term, future, and then you know eroding the underlying market momentum?
No. I mean, not right now. No, and I think that's why. It's a higher conviction call that the market will continue to run higher over the next 5 or 6 months. Because financial conditions unless there's something that happens from the Federal Reserve, say, they increase interest rates, and you're not going to see that, especially, again, not in an election year. Maybe you don't get rate cuts in June, July. Maybe that's a hawkish surprise. But again, financial conditions are still very, very loose right now. And maybe that some of that is the anticipation of the Federal Reserve cutting. But as we're talking right now, financial conditions are loose. They don't tend to just suddenly fall. It's more of a 1 to 2 quarter type of process. And so, again, I think that's actually probably one of the critical parts of our conviction of, hey, this market is highly likely to move higher over the next 5 or 6 months. After 5 or 6 months, all bets are off, because you still have these bigger tail or bigger headwinds that need to get answered to.
Sure. Stasha, as always, we appreciate your sound sage advice, and let's see how the week wraps up tomorrow. You take care, buddy.
Absolutely. Take care, David.
You were listening to Stash Graham. He's the Chief Investment Officer, Managing Director of Graham Capital Wealth Management in Washington, D.C. That's GrahamCapitalWealth.com. And as far as I know, he's the only true money manager that you're going to hear on the radio in the state of Florida. He takes the time every day where you could actually listen to somebody that manages hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and he's pretty good at it. And all I can say to you is this, if you talk to your advisor, does he sound as knowledgeable as who you were just listening to? Because you deserve the best. And what you got is what you got, and would be happy to hook you up with Stash, let him take a look at your portfolio, what you got, and what he would recommend. Might be one of the best things he ever did. So go to our website, schedule an appointment. It's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. And, you know, when you hear someone say that they're moving to cash, it usually means that they feel that the stock markets are going to drop, and they will keep their money in a cash position until they feel it's good enough time to reenter the market, usually right after a stock market crash. So is this a good idea if you're close to retirement? Well, look at it this way. If you move to cash, you have a 50% chance of missing a market crash and a 50% chance of missing the markets going up. But you also have a 100% chance of getting a zero return before inflation and a negative real return. So you're more likely to be worse off if you do this than if you don't. Are you confused and you're nearing retirement? Well, what if I told you there's a way to keep your money guaranteed and still get stock market returns? You need help? Just go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. That's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. Yeah, and let us help you. You know, we love what we do. I always say to people, if you feel that you need a good second opinion, you know, this is really a simple question. And for most people, the answer is yes, because the majority of people don't completely understand their investments to begin with. But most advisors aren't providing their clients the information they need to even understand what they own. And if this is true in your case, you should have another advisor take a look at your portfolio and review your investments for you. And to decide whether or not, you know, you really need to get a second opinion or not, let us help you. Go to our website, schedule an appointment. It's GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. You really want to be lucky in life, go help someone. God's going to smile on you. You're going to get to be incredibly lucky. Good luck. God bless. Take care of each other. Stay safe. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Graham Capital Market Update. For more information on any of today's topics, visit GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com. This program is sponsored by Graham Capital Advisors, LLC, an independent estate planning and insurance agency. Investment advisory services are provided by Graham Capital Wealth Management, LLC, an independent registered investment advisor. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where Graham Capital Wealth Management and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. The information provided is for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute investment advice, and it should not be relied on as such. Individuals should consult a qualified professional for guidance before making any purchasing decisions.